In step two of our seven-step plan, I'm going to urge you guys to take advantage of all the sustainable packaging options that are there today. They're not perfect, but there's a lot of good ones, and we can get busy implementing. Stay tuned. My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show. All right, everyone, welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show. Time to take step two of our seven-step plan to make sustainable packaging the norm in the cannabis industry and beyond. So hope you guys enjoyed the first episode where we talked about the definition. What is sustainable packaging? And I think we did pretty good there. You know, there's always room for improvement, and it's sort of a nice segue into today's episode, which says progress, not perfection. We can't sit on the sidelines of life or the sidelines of sustainable packaging and do nothing. Because, it's not perfect. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Step number two, take whatever gains are available today. We have to, as brands, and I'm talking to the brands out there, take whatever gains are possible in the world of sustainable packaging that are available right now. So, hope everyone's doing absolutely wonderful. Let's review quickly the definition that we came up with last time, or in the last show. Last episode, packaging. Sustainable packaging is packaging with a beginning of life and an end of life that enables the environment to endure. And I would add one more thing to that, which we're going to do right now. I talk about it all the time, and Luke actually mentioned this to me when I spoke to him briefly. He said, and is better than the status quo. And we talk about that a lot on this show, and I want to add that in there as well. So packaging with a beginning of life and an end of life that enables the environment to endure, right, to keep up, to prolong, and that is better than the status quo. Because as we said, there's going to be improvements, there's going to be things about the sustainable options that you entertain that are not perfect in your opinion, and that cannot make you do nothing. So if it's better than the status quo, it's time for you to roll. All right, what do you think? Tell me what you think of that wonderful slogan. You can email me, mikem@contempopackaging.com. So let's look at our notes here. One other thing, if it sounds a little wordy to you, the allows the planet to endure, just think, what does that mean? Less harm, okay? Less harm. As little harm as possible to the environment is the way to think about it. So I want to talk about some gains that we can take right now in the cannabis industry and beyond. If you're listening to this and you're not in the cannabis industry, you'll be able to understand the general topic or the general concept. But I see this happen all the time where there's an individual, they say, I want sustainable packaging. We say, great. And we say, what are you using right now? And they say, I'm using package X. What do you not like about it? Well, I don't like X, Y, and Z about it. Okay. So here's some alternatives. We've got option A. We have option B, and we have option C. And what they'll do, if they're not careful, is they'll look at A, B, and C, and they'll find something in the beginning of life or the end of life that isn't perfect, right? Maybe the beginning of life is great, the end of life is great, but like we talked about in the last episode, the best case end of life and the worst case end of life. Well, the worst case end of life, what if this happens? And I'll give you an example in a minute. And what they'll do is they'll focus so much on that worst case end of life that they'll say, you know what? I'm not going to do anything. And I'll think to myself, and sometimes I'll say it if I feel like I have the good connection, but you're settling for a status quo. You're not doing anything. You're settling for a status quo that I think is objectively not as good as what we're talking about. Yeah, well, I'm looking for something else. And then you look back a year or two later and the person hasn't done anything. So you want to avoid that trap. Now, I'm not telling you what to do. You could do whatever you want. But if you want to make sustainable packaging the norm, if you want to implement it, this is a common trap that you need to avoid falling into. So what gains can we take right now? I think that we can, as an industry, get 30% of the way there right now. If we implement what's out there, there's a lot of very good, sustainable packaging options that are out there. There's options out there that would allow the environment to endure better than the status quo, both at the beginning of life, and beginning of life is where things come from, and end of life is where they go when the consumer is done with them. So simple definition. You know, I like simple definitions. So let's talk about some gains that we could make in the cannabis industry right now, just to give you guys some examples of things that we could do without needing everything to be perfect, without needing, look, we're going to talk in the next episode about future innovations that I believe the industry needs and that I see that is lacking, and that if we had these innovations, I want to talk about them and set forth, unleash innovators all over to work on these problems that I've identified. Frankly, I've just been told about these things by consumers and by brands, I should say, by cannabis customers. But we can talk about innovation that we need. I think that's an important step. It's step three. We're going to identify what else is needed that's lacking, but there's so much right now we can take advantage of. So while you're waiting for that thing to appear that doesn't exist, don't do nothing. Let's get 30% of the way there. Let's, I don't know, make some improvements. That's going to build progress. It's going to build momentum. It's going to show the world we're serious about it. It's planting good seeds. So anyways, let's just jump into the seven. I got seven, sort of like that number, and gains we can make right now. So number one, and I just came up with these. I could come up with more, I'm sure, but here we go. Number one is don't force overpackaging via regulation. So this is something very easy that we can do. There's a lot of overpackaging in the cannabis industry. Some of it is by choice, right? Brands wrapping things in unnecessary layers of packaging, which I don't think is a good idea. Other is via regulation. You know, some regulators saying you must do this or you cannot operate, which is a, you know, a different scenario. So in those cases, maybe there were some assumptions made when the laws were written that we now need to test to see if they're true or not. You know, there's certain parts of the world, I won't mention them, but where the packaging, you need this excessively large packaging to fit all these regulations and warnings. Okay, so let's look into this. Maybe it was a great idea. Maybe we can agree that this overpackaging is resulting in keeping cannabis out of the hands of children. You know, less five-year-olds will ingest cannabis because of this overpackaging and all the warnings. Now, I'm just saying this. I personally don't really think that's the case. But if there was evidence and there was a reason, we could say, you know what, let's take a small setback as far as environmentalism because we're going to keep cannabis out of the hands of children. Whether you agree with that or not, you can at least understand where the person's coming from. So I'm totally fine with that. But what I don't like is you got this excessively large packaging, you're forcing people to use it, and maybe it's not making a difference. Maybe it's actually just, it was just an idea. It was a good idea. Maybe not. So I think in a lot of cases, we should question when there's overpackaging, what's the benefit? Why are we doing this? Is there really an advantage? And I think having the humility to change when you get more information it's actually a great strength. Like, I'll change this plan if I need to change it. I changed the definition after the first episode. I did it late last night, and now I'm here in the morning doing this. You can change and modify things as you improve them. So that's one thing I would love to see happen. Number two, using recycled content in your packaging, right? The whole recycling business, and I've talked about this on the show before, but for people who are new, the whole recycling business and industry, it's a big business. It's, you put things in the blue bin. It's not a magic blue bin. And I think people are waking up to this since I started this podcast last year. It's, you don't, oh, I put this in the blue bin and now I'm saving the planet. No, it then needs to turn into other products in order for the recycling to be of value. So it goes in the blue bin and it then needs to be turned into, processed and then turned into other products for it to have value. So using recycled content is a way to validate what we're doing by putting things in the blue bin. Otherwise, why are we doing it? So using recycled content, and most, the most incredible form of recycled content, in my opinion, is ocean plastic and ocean-bound plastic. Much of the ocean plastic today is actually ocean-bound plastic, meaning it's bound for oceans. It's in rivers and streams, largely in third world countries where it's really an issue, not just third world countries, but largely, and it's headed for oceans. It's in these rivers and streams that are going towards oceans. And what, you actually take plastic out of that, you sterilize it, and then you turn it into new products. Think about that as far as I would consider that a beginning of life, right? Where's the packaging coming from? Well, you're not extracting new oil in order to make packaging, in order to make plastic, petroleum-based plastic. You're actually stopping it from going into oceans. Like, what better beginning of life story is there? In Contempo, we make blisters and clamshells and plastic caps, and we're starting to mold flower jars out of ocean plastic. Pretty cool stuff. So using recycled content, you say, oh, but I don't like plastic. I don't like plastic. I want a bioplastic that's going to biodegrade and be compostable and be the greatest thing in the world. Okay. And also keep my flower fresh. Okay. Wonderful. I support you in that. Let's work on that. It's on my radar too. But in the meantime, you're using virgin plastic. So it's this progress, not perfection mindset that's very important. Number three. The use of soy-based inks or algae-based inks. There's now inks that are algae-based. It's really cool. Sort of early stage, they only can do black at the moment. But look at alternative inks as a way to be more sustainable. Again, we use that term sustainable. Now we have a good definition, right? So beginning of life and end of life that allows the planet to endure. So think about the source of those inks, beginning of life, where they're coming from. Soy-based, algae-based. I like the algae-based a lot. Number four, sustainable foils for hot stamping. There are sustainable foils that have a better beginning of life story than traditional foils. You can consider them in your packaging. Number five, hemp board and hemp labels. Hemp, you guys know I love hemp. It's going to be the catalyst, I believe, at least in our plan, to make sustainable packaging the norm in the cannabis industry and beyond, something that people are going to get excited about. We're going to talk about that in one of the next steps, that we need a catalyst. So in the case of hemp, we're not cutting down trees. It's the end of deforestation as it relates to packaging. We're not cutting down trees. Let the trees clean the air and let hemp be the source for packaging. So very sustainable option, 100% hemp fiber folding cartons. And we're working on the labels. We should have the labels ready for MJ BizCon. That's an option you can adopt tomorrow. And that could also apply to batch labels and patient labels. So maybe you don't have the perfect sustainable dream that you've been waiting for, but this is an improvement you can make now. Let's get 30% of the way there. And then we can go get the other 70%, but you got to get the first 30. All right, I got to wrap up because we have our morning call in 1 minute. Using degradable additives in your flexible packaging. So flexible packaging, 98% of the time ends up in a landfill. Okay, flexible packaging like bags, Mylar bags, flower bags, especially if they're using multiple materials, which is often the case to keep products fresh. So if that's the case, using a degradable additive to take up less landfill space. And last but not least, reusable shopping bags. Right, you see them in every store. Contempo's now offering them reusable shopping bags for the cannabis industry. So you're not using retail bags. They call them exit bags sometimes. Why not use that in the cannabis industry? That's creating less shopping bags. And I think from a regulatory perspective, this is something that would be allowed. Okay, double check. But I don't see why it wouldn't be. It's not primary packaging. It doesn't touch the product directly. So I believe you could reuse shopping bags just like they do in grocery stores, and we're branding really cool ones. Think about the Lululemon bag that was so famous for so many years that many people keep. We also have shopping bags made from 50% hemp fiber, which is also pretty cool, and the other half is recycled content. So in summary, take the gains that are available today. Don't have that perfectionist mindset that leads to doing nothing, and that's a trap in life in general. That perfectionist mindset will make you, if you have that, I've learned, And I got to fight it sometimes because there's that fine balance between excellence and perfectionism. Seek excellence, but don't be a perfectionist. If you're a perfectionist, you're going to be maybe 10% of what you could be. Your impact's going to be so limited. So get your ideas out there. Take action. Let's get 30% of the way there with the gains we can take today. There are many others too. But take the gains now, and then we're going to innovate. In the next episode, we're going to talk about identifying the innovations that are needed. So I'm not saying, we're there. The opposite of that. I want to create every innovation that's out there. But let's get some momentum building, okay? Can we agree that that's a good thing? Get some momentum building and take some of these gains. And that's about it, all right? Thanks for listening to the Sustainable Packaging Show. Catch you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening, everyone. I really appreciate your time. The time for greenwashing is over, and we're going to make sustainable packaging the norm. If you are a brand and you want to go from traditional to sustainable packaging, feel free to email a picture of your current packaging to wow@contempopackaging.com and just say, here's my traditional packaging, and the Contempo team will send you three options that are more sustainable. If there are, maybe you're already doing a great job, but feel free to take us up on that offer. Email wow@contempopackaging.com. Just write in the subject line something like, here is my traditional packaging. Snap a picture, and we will send you up to three ways to make your packaging more sustainable. We don't claim to know it all. Maybe you know something that we don't, but we're going to give it our best, and we get some great stuff that we want to share. Thank you.